The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the John Stepmoy Show. So we're talking about how to overcome this situation. What is one to do? So here's an alternate story. The alternate story is this, that you can have these children, the health care of being born instead of $17,000. You can do that for $250. I did that myself. So I had my third one at home on the living room floor, and the $250 I spent was for the party to invite all my friends to come celebrate the birth of my child. So $250 for the birth of one child. That's each child. Next is the $500,000 education. We homeschooled. I homeschooled three children, and that was a cost of $250 per year per child. I was shocked and amazed. Now, I will say my mother helped me out, so I had some extended family helping me out. But the actual cost of educational materials, field trips, and we had a lot of them, on a per-child basis for all three was $250 for the complete year. And instead of buying the kids toys, we bought them tools. Yes, sirree, Bob. My daughter got some hand mitts to handle hot pots. She got some special utensils. She got a lawnmower to mow the lawn with. And my son got some screwdrivers and saws. And so tools. The kids got tools instead of toys. And then instead of sending them out to play sports, they had labor. My office was on 0.75 acres. Had a convenience store next door, so there's a tremendous amount of litter to pick up, and so they would pick up litter every day, and they would mow the lawn, and so they got a lot of sports. And my daughter told me that she got such big muscles because she mowed this whole 3/4 of an acre, and she later, when she did go to school in high school, ended up being, of course, a track star from all of the leg muscles built up from all of that walking. So then, the amount I spent on these kids is just $250 for being born and $250 a year to teach them at home. I'm sure I must have spent something on food. I easily recovered that with their labor of mowing the lawn at the office. Now, they did other things. They did the laundry, and they cleaned the house. I didn't clean the house. I just worked. But what this produced then was some pretty healthy kids. And we ate at home, didn't eat out much. And it was great. And so now the kids are grown, and we have just one happy family. The, you know, kids are working, and they're very happy. They're productive. Still waiting for grandkids, but can't have everything. So What I'm suggesting then is that the propaganda of the day, whoever's putting it out, to get people to not reproduce and not create their own positive, self-reinforcing society, has led to this, this whole fear thing. It's pretty scary to have to go out and meet strangers and convince them to be a part of your happiness and a part of your life success. It's much easier, simpler, straightforward to simply cultivate it and raise it at home. Now, the other thing people are concerned about is, again, rules. And you can feel free to make your own rules, however different they might be. And I think that is really the key, is the freedom to make your own rules. Instead of wondering, well, how many hours of sleep at night is good? Don't worry about it. If you want to go to bed at 8 p.m. and get up at 6 a.m., that's fine. If you want to go to bed at 10 p.m. and get up at 7 a.m., that's good too. So the concept then is that once you make your own rules, then that totally, greatly relieves your stress. And once you create your own society with people that you have cultivated, people that you have helped, people that you have been kind to, then that creates a life of incredible security and also support. A lot of people think on their old age, oh, I need lots of money and that's going to make me secure. And really, money, of course, helps make a lot of things easier. But the truth of the matter is, what really makes a difference is having people who care about you and care about making each one of your days, even if it might be your final days, happy. And it reminds me of a time when I was in medical school, and there was this man who was a very successful businessman. He's very wealthy, but he was clearly at the end of his life. And he's laying here in a hospital bed. And he had lived a pretty long life. He was, I think he was 70, at least 70-something. And he had promised his kids, when I die, you're going to have all of this or all of that. And of course, he didn't die. And so this was his excuse for not giving the kids anything, because of course he's going to leave it to them when he died. And so the doctors had figured out that they could put this guy in a nursing home and just have this big fell swoop transfer of money from this guy to them. Unfortunately, in order for this to happen, because of the way the money was arranged, the son, who was very far away, Florida, we were in Philadelphia, had to sign or give the okay. And the son said, no, I'm not signing anything. And he was very angry. He was very upset, said a lot of unkind things, and said, no, wasn't signing a thing. And so what happened then when I left the situation was this man was just basically sitting in a or laying in a hospital bed, rotting. Now, had he managed his affairs a little differently in terms of creating a positive environment or a positive relationship with his children, the whole thing would have turned out maybe a little differently. Maybe he still would have had the money, but he would have had a different relationship. So that really is the key, is not to complain about rules other people make that inconvenience you, but just go ahead and make your own. And even the intro song, it talks about we need leaders who lead us and don't try to bleed us. Well, wait a minute. Why do you need leaders at all? Why can't you lead yourself? Yeah. Awesome, isn't it? Yeah, just go ahead and lead yourself. No, we don't need leaders. I mean, you have leaders, of course. There are some leaders, people who are designated as leaders. But there's no reason why they should be leading you. Lead yourself. Sit down and say, hey, what rules do I want to have? And whatever those rules are, institute those rules in your home and follow those rules without asking permission. It's like people who want the Affordable Care Act abolished. There's lots of reasons to have it abolished. I mean, any insurance act that allows the sale of an insurance plan with a deductible of $20,000, that's ridiculous. That's not insurance. It's extortion. I mean, why should anyone pay a monthly premium for the privilege of paying for $19,000 of health care in a given year? I mean, just go ahead and pay $19,000 for health care if that's what you want. And so people are saying they want the want it repealed. But why does it have to be repealed? Why can't you just make participation optional, period? It's the only thing that needs to be changed. Just make participation optional. Boom. And people who don't want it don't have to participate in it. And people who do want it, they can participate. And guess what? The premium prices are so freaking high, you can't even make a credible argument that the participation of healthy people is going to keep prices down. It isn't. It's just going to add to the pool of people being extorted. So the big deal then is for people to exercise their own agency. In other words, you can be the agent of your happiness. You can be the agent of your success. So the really important thing is to take hold of you making the rules that you live by. For example, I was talking to a couple the other day, and he said, well, you know, we want to have kids, but it's all this compulsory vaccination rules, and we don't know what to do about it. I said, really? I said, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. And they're living internationally, so they're in a, you know, in a particular country. And I said, well, they said, well, if you have your kid here in a country that they are, you know, they your kid's registered, and they come to your door, the police come, and they vaccinate the kids, and what are we going to do? I said, well, first of all, if you're not a citizen of the country, then the government generally does not care if you're vaccinated. And you're certainly not, you know, this is just not their jurisdiction. So have your baby in one country that does not require vaccines, and then live in this country. And so your kid will not then be registered with this country that you live in that has the draconian vaccine requirement. I'm like, oh my God, that's so simple. I'm like, yeah, okay, no problem. But you have to think about, okay, what is it you want to do and how can you do it? And then just go ahead and do it. But you've got to feel free to make your own rules. Because the people who are making the rules now, if you want to call them rules, are just making rules for their own convenience. That's all they're doing, just making it up. Like the whole cholesterol thing. So now the medical industrial complex is coming clean. Okay, all right. We have no evidence that anyone's living any longer because of cholesterol-lowering drugs. But we have evidence these drugs are causing a 50% increase in diabetes in those who take them. And we know, of course, that diabetes is deadly, right? So obviously drugs are causing a lot of increased death. But the thing to understand is the laws and rules that are made by humans, are made by people, and they're made by people for their own convenience. And once you realize that, then you realize that you are a human being and you can make laws for your own convenience. And once you make these laws for your own convenience, it doesn't matter who the Illuminati are. It doesn't matter what rules they make. And as far as your leaders who try and bleed you, they're not your leaders. They just happen to be there. They just happen to be sitting in a seat somewhere making rules and collecting money. And that's fine. That's what they want to do. And they're sitting in that seat, and that's great. But it's got nothing to do with you. It's like this last election we had, which was very contentious. You know, people are feeling what people are feeling, you know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, people are feeling very distraught, very worried, very upset. But the point is, the rules don't matter. The rulers don't matter. What really matters in terms of your happiness, your health, even your prosperity, is what rules are you making and what rules are you living by? So that is the answer, which is a pretty simple answer to create your own society by having your own family, building your own family. If you don't have any children, no problem. Adopt nieces and nephews. Don't have any of those? You know, there's always a younger generation for you to cultivate, and go ahead and cultivate it. A 9-to-5 job? I mean, really? Even companies that have 9-to-5 jobs are now arranging for their workers to work remotely. And so the idea that you have to work certain hours is a totally obsolete concept. You can really decide yourself what hours you want to work, what kind of life you want to have, and what you want to do. And you should. And you should. And if you do, you're going to find that you'll be just very happy and very relaxed. And that's the answer. That's the answer to the Illuminati. That's the answer to the world, the end of the world. And the answer to peak oil, even global warming. You have to ask yourself, does global warming fit into your plans? If it doesn't, then guess what? No need to even acknowledge it. Now, a lot of people say, well, the scientists say this, the scientists say that. Hey, they've been wrong before. If they can be wrong about the whole cholesterol debacle, they can surely be wrong about global warming. So I would say, don't get too concerned about that. I know when I was a kid, 11 years old, I was into this environmentalism. Oh, yeah, you know, we got to save the environment. Why? Because I had another 60, 70 years to go, and I need a good environment, so I was going to, you know, get behind that. But like so many things, it may really have been a device to get people to give more power to others, to let go of more of their power. For example, I lived in New York State, and we were told we need to sort our trash. There was paper, glass, plastic, and then others. So they found any paper, glass, or plastic in the other trash. Then, of course, you got a ticket, and the government collected money from you. Okay, so the government would pick up all this stuff and do what with it? Dump it all together. And so your sorting, of course, was for nothing. The only thing that was accomplished by it was the company that made the blue bins that you used for sorting made money, and that the government got to collect a lot of tickets and revenue. As to what it did for the environment, it's not clear anything was done for the environment, because, of course, the stuff was all mixed right back together as it was taken to the trash factory. So, that is the answer. That is the show. That is it. So we are ready for questions. And for questions, you can dial 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443 to ask any questions about, well, the Illuminati, overcoming the situation, handling the crash of the dollar, and the end of the world, of course. So let's take a look at these questions. And see if we can answer some of these questions. A fair amount of activity here in the chat room. Okay. All right. All right, so it seems that our feed is 30 minutes behind the show. All right. So, Dr. Daniels, are you throwing your dead husband under the bus? No, I'm not. I'd like to say, just by the way, that it's easy to be married and have just totally, absolutely opposite views. And when we got married, my husband was what you might call an extreme right wing, and I was what you might call an extreme leftist. So I felt very vulnerable and needed protection. I realized I had finally figured out the government was not going to protect me. But at the same time, I was still, you know, pretty fearful and defenseless. So when I come back, I'll tell you how that played out.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back to the John Stentmiller Show. This is Dr. Jennifer Daniels filling in for John Stentmiller. And so so my husband was right wing, and I was kind of left wing, leaning towards moderate, because I'd figured out the government can't take care of you and wouldn't if it could. At the same time, though, I was, you know, pretty much on the, you know, kind of environmentalist anti-gun thing. And so my husband was totally pro-gun and had a whole bunch of them. But we got along really well. So it turned out that it just worked out great. We just found a way for him to do what he wanted to do and for me to do what I wanted to do at the same time. Now, my background was I came from a background where the end of the world and preparedness for such things was totally scoffed at, and we were not even allowed to utter it or think of it. And so when the two of us got together, I said, well, you know, I don't know anything about the end of the world. Well, let's just see how it goes here. Let me just go along and see how it turns out. So that is really what I'm sharing, is our experience in this whole preparedness thing. It was basically a several thousand dollar money pit. And a distraction from living our lives. And the last 3 years, my husband did put that aside. So he put aside the doomsday, end of the world thing. We kind of held on to the, well, the dollar crashing, he dismissed that, but he kind of held on to the anti-tax stuff. So, so I don't think it's a matter of throwing anybody under the bus. I think it's a matter of deciding how you're going to live your life and what really constitutes happiness and a well-lived life, and not allowing your energy to be sucked up by people who tell a story that leads to you dispersing your time and your wealth. Yeah. Okay. So, Dr. Daniels, should we be processing our own trash at home? That's a very good question. And so I live in a foreign country, so I can answer that. Many people do. All of their paper, wood, and sometimes their plastic, they burn. They simply burn. In fact, we even have a designated burn day. That's Sunday. So everyone who wants to burn their trash burns their trash on Sunday. And it works out pretty darn well. Now, Panama is a peninsula. What does that mean? That means it's a very skinny piece of land between two oceans. And so we have a lot of breezes, and that keeps, I think, it keeps our air pretty clean. Certainly with the cars and the exhaust, and you'll see cars driving down the road just belching black smoke. And then you have the Sunday burn day, and the only reason we have clear air here is because we're in isthmus, and because the air just blows over from one ocean to the other. Okay. All right, we have more questions here. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. Dr. Daniels, I think that the universal forces are not cooperating with these ghouls. Yes, I agree. I don't think the universal forces have ever cooperated with people who are trying to make draconian policies and tax, steal, and control other people. And that's what I think what people need to realize is that you're innately able to simply ignore this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to the John Stetmoy Show. And we have Mike on the line. Mike, thank you so much for waiting. What's your question?
Oh, you're welcome. No, it's not a question. I just wanted to give you a quick thank you for bringing up rationality about the way that we kind of have to live in this modern age with the way politicians are and the governments and all these things. Because I think once you really figure out that 98% of it or 99% of it's fictional and just invented, that it really takes the burden off of somebody's soul. And a lot of RBN's hosts and listeners, I think, get caught up in things because it's interesting and it's exciting and it's fun to prep and it's fun to do all these things, but the reality of it, Trump's not saving anything and all these other people aren't saving anything. Jesus might be saving stuff, but he hadn't been here for a while, so I think the bottom line, your message is perfect. Perfect timing for what our country here in the U.S. is going through right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think you're probably going to reach a lot of people in a way that who like John's show and really like John. I respect the heck out of the guy. But I think what you're bringing forth is very important today. So I just wanted to call and tell you thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for the input.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have questions in the chat room. Everyone's got this big question. Question is, how to help a very loved one open their hearts and minds to at least investigating what you are doing in your life? Is there a way to be on the same page together, or at least the same book? Would the same book be a help? Absolutely not. So I think the beauty of being married and being in love with someone is finding as many ways as possible for them to absolutely have their way and do everything they want to do, and feel and find as many ways as possible to do everything you want to do, and then find a long list, as long as possible, of things you like to do together. That's the key. In our house, my husband ate one set of food, I ate another set of foods, and so the question was how to figure out how to fix it so it's convenient and easy for each one of us to have just what we wanted. And so I think it's important to accept your partner as a whole package. And the idea that you have this person that you really care about and that you can take them and make some strategic changes to them and in the end still have an individual that you can live with may not be reasonable. And this, for me, is one reason why I'm so happy I didn't marry a health nut. And that's because I wasn't going to have someone deciding what I should and shouldn't eat, what I should and shouldn't do, and trying to shove it down my throat and be like overly controlling. And so I think the happiest relationship is when neither person tries to control the other. The other thing it's good is a little bit of humility. In other words, it might be that your version of health or healthiness might not be healthy for him. So I think the best thing to do is to focus on finding as many things as possible that you can do together and enjoy, do those things together and enjoy them. And the areas where you differ offer, you know, plenty of opportunity for the two of you to each pursue those things as well. And I think when you do that, you're going to find a tremendous amount of happiness, and it's going to build your relationship. And there's something to be said for people living longer just because they're happy. So that would be my take on it. So I would make no attempt at all to convert your spouse. But the other condition, of course, is that your spouse make no attempt at all to convert you. And so with those two rules, I think it works out pretty well. Okay, we have Robin from Maryland. Hi, Robin.
Yes, hi, Dr. Daniels. Thanks so much for taking my call. And my sympathies go out to you for the loss of your husband. I'm sure it must be a very difficult time.
Yes.
So my question, though, is you did mention something about being a vegan and having to eat meat or die, and I wanted to know your opinion about that because my understanding is that most of the viruses and bacteria that we are exposed to comes from eating meat and dairy. So could you tell me your opinion on that, please?
Yes. I personally believe that may be true, but however, I was not only vegetarian, not only vegan, but I was also raw. So once you get all those things together, then you realize there are a lot of slugs and worms and parasites that are living in your vegetables, and it is difficult to eradicate them. So you do get a fair amount of parasites in your vegetables. Now, the problem with this, if you're, let's say, a vegan, let's just say vegan and or raw, is you have these parasites. You're exposed to them. You're also exposed to parasites in the water. But you don't have the amount of body fat necessary for your immune system to corral these bad boys. And your body uses the fat as a temporary quarantine place for these parasites. So if you're on a vegetarian, well, I wouldn't say vegetarian, because vegetarians do eat eggs and milk, so they might have some fat in their life or some saturated fat. But you're not able to repair your cell membranes, and so the cell membranes all contain cholesterol, whose only source, aside from what you make, whose only source is animal products. And your body only has the ability to make about 76% of the cholesterol it needs for maintenance and repair. So if you follow a vegan diet, that means a zero cholesterol intake, then what's going to happen is your cholesterol level is going to fall. And they've done the research, your level will fall to about 149, and that's exactly what mine was when I was vegan. And your chances of dying from all causes more than doubles when your cholesterol is under 160.
So what did you do? Start eating meat and then do parasite cleanses?
Correct.
I see.
That's basically what I did. But I made sure I ate fat, too, because I found out that lean meat was not any good, that I had to eat very fatty meats. And then as the fat on my body built up, I was more resistant to parasites.
So do you think you can get the cholesterol you need from just doing like eggs and dairy without eating meat?
My experience is just a bluntly no. I mean, your quality of life is going to be much better if you eat the fattier meats. The problem with dairy is dairy has many proteins that cause an antigenic response. The layperson might interpret it as it causes mucus, causes allergies, causes reproductive issues. So the dairy is not a workable fat source just because of the other things that come with it. The eggs, again, my finding with eggs is it just isn't strong enough. There's just not enough fat there.
So even with all the bacteria and viruses that we get from meat, it's still preferable to.
Well, the question is, how do we get these bacteria and viruses? And the thing, this is what they don't tell you, is the presumption is you're eating factory-fed, commercially produced meat. So that, under no circumstances, is healthy.
Okay.
And so what really got vegetarianism and veganism going was the incredible sickness, death, and illness from eating this factory-produced meat. And in my case, I had no energy. I was always nauseated. I really couldn't eat anything anyway. And I was so underweight, it was ridiculous. I actually gained weight becoming vegetarian because my queasiness and my nausea went away, and my stomach fixed itself because it wasn't being bombarded with the antibiotics, the hormones, the pesticides, the chemical feed, and all the other junk that the animals were getting. So
how many times a week do you recommend eating meat then?
It depends on the person, but anything from 1 to 4 times a week, depending on the person's constitution and circumstances.
Well, thank you so much for your help, Dr. Daniels, and God bless you.
You're welcome. All right. So we've got a hopping chat room here. So Dr. Daniels, do you think that a vegan diet is unhealthy? I think that a long-term vegan diet is definitely unhealthy, but a short-term vegan diet, like for a week, a month, 6 months, can be extremely healthy and actually very healing. For example, people who have heart disease, it is no question the cure is a vegan diet. So if you have someone with heart disease of any kind and they go on a vegan diet, it'll heal it up very nicely. Usually the vegan diet is only needed for sometimes as little as 4 days. So, There are definitely positives to a vegan diet. It's not like no one should ever be vegan for even 2 days of their life. No, but no one should be vegan for 10 years or 20 years. And I was just an incredible supporter of the Vegetarian Society in Syracuse, New York. And, of course, everybody was vegan because we had to be vegan or we weren't really vegetarian. And you could tell who had been vegan for, say, more than 2 years because they were extremely slender. Their subcutaneous skin fat was going away. You could start seeing the outlines in their skull of their bones because the subcutaneous fat was gone. That subcutaneous fat is called structural fat. The only dietary source of it is meat. So you're not going to have a beautiful, smooth face if you're vegan. What's going to happen is your skin is going to start sagging and ending up with folds. and it's not very attractive. But for me, what did it was just total, complete exhaustion and not being able to get out of bed. And I said, wait a minute. If diet really can heal people, then I must be on the wrong one. So there's something wrong. There's something I'm not eating that I need to eat. And, of course, I was vegan. So the obvious thing was, well, eggs. I wasn't going to eat dairy because that was just out of the question. I knew that dairy would give me respiratory problems because I had a terrible, terrible chronic sinus infection just like every day, 24/7, for years. And when I stopped eating dairy, boom, it cleared up. So I wasn't going to go back to having a chronic everyday sinus condition. So I tried eggs, and the eggs did not really get me out of bed. I mean, I could get out of bed, but my husband had to basically lift me and carry me. And it was actually liver that did it. Okay. Not much of any of it. Okay. So this person says, we eat meat, fish, and some dairy. We're never sick. And how do you explain that? That's an interesting question. So I had a couple in my practice. He ate everything, ate whatever he wanted. And she was a health nut. I mean, a health nut. She was vegan. She took this supplement, that supplement, the other supplement. But her husband ate whatever he wanted to, and he was just in perfect health. And so they both came to the office, just the cutest, loving couple. And so she said this to me, why am I sick all the time? And my husband, who eats whatever he wants, is healthy and has no problems. Answer, she pooped twice a week, and he pooped twice a day. So that was a very big gap there. But that was the reason. So there are people out there who eat just call it junk. But they drink plenty of water. They poop constantly. And this junk has a way out. And so that is basically the bottom line as to why it works that way. By the way, if you go to vitalitycapsules.com, we are having a 3-for-1 sale now. And let me find the link. It's only for the next 30 hours, and you can get Vitality Capsules, which, as you guessed, help you poop 3 times a day. And we call it the Shit of Love sale because when you get 3-for-1, you can share it with your friends. And let them know how much you love them. Okay. There's a link. We'll put that in chat room, too. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
Pretty good. Can I get you to comment on low-dose naltrexone? I guess you can make it at home.
Really?
That's what I'm learning.
But why would you want to? Yes. So,
well, even cheaper yet, although it's reasonable price, I guess, about $30 a month, but you can buy 50 milligram and then cut it down yourself at home. That I'm not sure what the cost would be there, but I'm just reading about it right now, and I wanted to know what your comments were.
I think it's a bunch of drug company-funded propaganda. So I don't really see any place for naltrexone in healing, low dose or otherwise.
It's the low dose.
It doesn't matter. Nope. I mean, just my opinion.
Well, that's what I wanted. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So naltrexone is a drug that's used to stop the activity of opium. Opium as in codeine, hydrocodone, heroin. So this is basically the antidote for heroin codeine overdoses. Now, why would low-dose naltrexone be of any use to anybody? If a person has a history of using narcotics, then these narcotics can be stored in the liver, in the tissue, and the low-dose naltrexone might neutralize that. But again, you're using a drug to handle another drug that you shouldn't have taken in the first place. So the best policy is, like Nancy Reagan says, just say no to drugs. Okay. Nutritional yeast. Dr. Dams, nutritional yeast is loaded with B vitamins and proteins and trace minerals. I know you don't like it, but how come? Is it because it's grown on GMO beets? No. I'm not a nutritional yeast fan. I don't care what you grow it on. But actually, by definition, nutritional yeast is grown on beets, whereas brewer's yeast is grown on grains. So the reason I don't like nutritional yeast is because nutritional yeasts are living, live yeast. And when you use nutritional yeast generously as a protein replacement, as a B vitamin supplement, and as a flavoring to give a nice cheesy flavor to your food, it causes gas, it causes bloating. The yeast actually grow, divide, have babies, and give you things like skin rashes and mental brain fog. So that's why I am not a fan of nutritional yeast. When I first started using natural healing and helping people with their diet back in the 90s, oh my God, I had recipes for nutritional yeast. Oh yeah, man. Nutritional yeast and salt, put in a blender, sprinkle on your popcorn. Oh yeah, tastes just like cheese. Awesome. Sprinkle it over your food. You won't even miss that meat and dairy. But then the bloating happened, and a lot of people have difficulty tolerating it. So because I don't like getting phone calls about people who get side effects, then I don't bother with it. Some nutritional yeast is also grown in molasses, but it doesn't matter. The issue is the yeast. And so that's the problem, is that it can cause bloating and a lot of intestinal imbalance. So I don't bother with it at all. I just have people cut back their meats, which I think is much healthier, because then they don't get the intestinal upset and bloating and, as they say, dysbiosis. Okay. Okay, we have Bob in Philadelphia. Hi, Bob.
What's your opinion on bone broth? I'm reading so much about it now, and I'd like to get your opinion on it.
Okay, so I've read a lot about bone broth as well. If you read those bone broth recipes, they're pretty difficult to make. And so the big deal about bone broth is to get you to buy the prefab bone broth by making the real stuff so difficult to make. That's one opinion. The other opinion about bone broth, let's get down to it, is if you really could get those bones and make some bone broth, what's the deal? The deal with the bone broth is that it's an intermediary step. So what you're really missing, why you even need the bone broth at all, is because you're missing the minerals from the bones, you're missing the proteins from the tendons, you're missing the structural saturated fat from the fatty tissue of the animal, and you're missing the collagen in the skin. So by just using the bones to make broth and not eating the fatty skin of the animal, the structural fat, and, of course, the tendons and bones, you're missing about one third of the nutrients that you need, that you're really trying to get from this animal. I realized this when I started working with people who were taking bone broth and they were not getting the results they wanted. The reason they were not getting the results they wanted is because the nutrient profile of the bone broth simply is not complete enough. You can complete your nutrient profile by eating liver, which is going to give you the cholesterol and going to give you the B vitamins and more B vitamins and minerals than you're going to get from bone broth. And you can eat, I recommend pig skin because the cow skin in the United States has already been sold to the clothing industry for basically a king's ransom, like $50 a pound and up. And so they don't sell it for food. You can't buy it in the United States. But if you could get animal skin and the subcutaneous fat under that skin, as well as tendons, and that would do the job. So what I recommend people do is eat ham hocks. Boil the whole thing, the whole ham hock, and eat that the broth from that, and use fresh, not smoked, because you don't want the nitrites. That broth is going to be much more powerful and is really going to heal you. If you're underweight, then eat the fat that goes on top of that broth as well. If you're normal weight, then you can eat the fat right under the skin portion. But you want to eat the skin, you want to eat the fat under the skin, and you want to eat the tendons. And the meat, you don't really need to eat that much of it because you probably had a lifetime of eating, meat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now you say it's difficult to make. I've been making bone broth for maybe 5 or 6 years now before it even really became popular. And I basically use the broth as for making vegetable soup. You know, I can have my collard. Mm-hmm. Once the broth is made, it goes in the refrigerator. Now, I don't eat any of the fat from the broth from the top. Now, I'm an old man now, but I ride with racers who are young, and they eat the fat from the broth. And basically,
right,
it's a very simple thing to make. It's not a process. I buy the bones from Whole Foods. Of course, I wouldn't use supermarket bones. And I only use maybe a 4-inch piece, and I cook it for 24 hours in a crock pot. Now, once I have that, I got the broth in the refrigerator. Now I can steam my collard, all my mustard greens on the side, and add my beans and everything. Now I got a great vegetable soup, and my broth is a base. It's not I'm buying a package and I'm drinking it, or just the broth. I'm using it as a base for a soup, because all soups, you have to have a base.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm using it for. Now, I go to doctors, and I'll have complete physicals all the time. This is my 6th year now with doing broth, and I have it every day of the week. In the morning, that's my breakfast, a big bowl of vegetables and beans and collard and all the greens and all in my broth. And when I have checkups, everything seems to be 100%. I'm 72 years old now, and It seems to be working. And I just wanted to get your opinion on it. I was a vegetarian, but again, the broth to me, I went over the line. Now, I do eat some dairy. I like to ferment. I like fermenting cabbage.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did drinking the broth give you more strength?
I ride every day. I swim every day. Sometimes, you know, as I say, I'm old now. When I was young, I was brutal.
No, what I'm trying to understand is when you switch from being vegetarian to using the bone broth, did you have an increase in energy?
No, since I was a youngster, I always worked out and I always had energy. I notice I have less energy as I get older. In my 70s, I don't have what I had in my 40s and 30s or my 20s. I don't have near that energy. But, again, I don't ache. I get up in the morning. Now, I don't know if it's from the broth, because you do eat the marrow from the broth. And I'm getting a good bones, which are important. So I'm getting that. And I add the vinegar to the bones. They say it
draws. Our show is ending. We only have 30 seconds left. But thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
I'll talk a little about it. And I thank you for your time.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, great. So, yes, if you're going to make broth, I'm into strong broth. Fill that whole pot up with bones and simmer it down. And so that gelatin should gel so hard it looks firmer than Jell-O. But thank you very much for listening, and I hope this show has helped you relax a bit and realize how much power you do have and given you the courage to go ahead and exercise it and have an awesome life. And, of course, visit VitalityCapsules.com and check out Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
Mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.